Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Kathy Perry's here, too. Kathy is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's our social media expert, our guru. She's the co-author of Stepping Stones to Success, and she's here with some news. Kathy Perry, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Happy to be with you today.
It's good to have you back. I love Facebook. did my sarcasm come through there at all?
Yes, it did.
Didn't really. I'm pretty good at it. I've been told that it's one of my strong. I just love Facebook. What are they up to now?
Well, they're definitely being driven by Wall Street. We know that.
Who told you that first, Kathy?
You did, Jim. You did. You said this was going to happen.
How many years ago did I tell you this?
Well, it's been a while.
Before they went public, I predicted.
Yes, you did.
That don't be naive about Facebook or Google, for that matter. Go ahead.
So what they did last month, they came out with their information that said, we expect organic distribution of an individual's pages post to gradually decline over time as we continually make sure people have a meaningful experience on the site.
Slow down. We expect a gradual diminishing of the organic distribution
of
anybody in particular's information. What does that mean?
That means that if you really want your content to be shown, that you should pay for it.
Yeah. So all the stuff that you thought was free, that you were going to get, now that they've gotten you addicted to the drug.
Yeah.
Now that this is what the heroin people used to do, right? No, I'm serious. I'm serious. I'm not trying to be provocative here, but really, the drug pushers, back in the day, would give you all the drugs you wanted until you got hooked, and then they would, they'd start charging you.
Yeah. So Facebook says we're getting to a place where because more people are sharing more things, the best way to get your stuff seen in your business is to pay for it.
Yeah.
So, they are letting everybody know that.
But wait a minute. What is this? This is just for businesses, right?
Well,
is this for everybody?
Well, they're also making some changes to their algorithm that impacts viral media.
Right.
So that's changing as well because there were a lot of companies, that would put together those memes to have them, the headlines to get everybody to like, share, click.
Well, that's the point. I mean, obviously, we've got two different worlds here. We've got the individuals who like going viral, but they're not likely to pay to go viral.
That's right.
But that's still going to disrupt their experience on Facebook.
Well, it does, and we have Facebook engineers watching over that to make sure that they deliver the content that they think that you need to watch.
Big brother, but big cousin watching over it. And so then we got the business side of this, which would like to go viral, and there is a business case to be made for paying for that potential, right?
Absolutely.
But here's the thing, Kathy. Pardon me. Let me stick one more thing in there. Once I pay you, now I have expectations. If it's free. If my business idea or whatever goes viral and it's free, then I can just I can't expect anything out of you. But if I'm writing you a check, then I have a right to expectations, don't I?
Yes, Well, the expectations is they're delivering it. There is nothing more than that. I mean, so
that's my
they're
point.
Just
that's my
they're
point.
Just saying,
yeah.
Hey, we'll put it in front of the people. It's
right.
up to the people to decide if they want to consume.
So, yeah. Product. So, this is where you have to buy when you're buying these ads on Facebook to get your what was the word they use? Your distribution,
your organic distribution.
Of course, now it's not organic, right?
No,
once you
no
start
it's
paying,
not organic anymore.
It's not organic.
Yeah.
And so,
right.
So okay, go ahead. I'll stop now.
No, it's just, you know, a lot of the algorithms are changing, and they're just wanting to, you know, make people understand that, you know, it's being flooded with content, and mm-hmm. marketers need to be aware. If you really are trying to get a specific message out there, you are going to need to be paying for it. Is that
so,
some of the traditional organic methods aren't going to be working. Because
so now we come back, Kathy, to something that I've been talking about for a long time, and I made sure is in the chapter on this in my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that is that you should not allow your communities to only reside on these platforms, because if they can charge you for ads today, then they can charge you more for those same ads tomorrow. And at some point in time, Kathy, it gets to the point where, and Google got this way with their ads, didn't they? Where it got to the where it was too expensive, and so you needed to find another way to reach those people. But if those people are only on that
evolution.
Platform,
yes, that's evolution.
Then you're beholden to them. Mm-hmm. So you have to have your communities. You've got to find a way to migrate that information so that they exist in at least one universe you control.
That's right. And the other thing that they are changing in their algorithm is links to news articles will be given more prominence, and especially on mobile devices is what they're announcing
mm-hmm.
as well. So, you know, it's about the content, and, you know, and it's very difficult to monitor something as massive
right.
as a Facebook platform to determine, is this content valuable content for you?
Right.
You know, and trying to put that into an algorithm is
Facebook
very
going to get to a point where they're more beholden to the individual, the consumer user and the consumer advertiser than they are any a small business?
Yeah, I mean, they're trying to keep people in their platform.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
they have to pay attention yeah. to the user.
Don't forget, folks, they're not your friend. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.